Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is Sauce. It's a snowy day here in New England. It's March 23rd as I'm recording this. This will get released a little bit later, but I'm snowed in. Actually, it is snowing. It has been snowing all night, and it is so beautiful. You know, as we look around this world and at all of the things that are so deeply troubling, I often think about how can we contribute to this world in order to catalyze better conditions for all people, whether that's physically or emotionally or mentally or spiritually. And I think that's so vital for all of us. And one of the reasons that I started this podcast actually was because I think it's so important for each of us to be free to be ourselves and to actualize your uniqueness so that you can best show up in all of the communities in which you're a part of, along with the relationships of love and friendship that you're involved with, and just in society and the world at large. And as I look out onto the snow today, I've opened the door so many times just to take pictures since I'm from California and it's still a novelty to me. But as I look on the landscape and hear the bird song, even in the middle of a storm, I am reminded of things that we can count on. And some of those things include beauty and love. And beauty is so captivating, and love is enduring and unstoppable. And so I wish you so much beauty and love as I start this episode. And I also want to wish you a lot of humor. I find that's the key to life. Laugh at myself, laugh at everything. Create funny stories and risk it all and just have a good time in this life and find people with whom you can laugh a lot. A good belly laugh is one for the books, and those times in life can be recycled. We can tell that same story over so many times. So here's to a lot of laughs and also a place where you can just let down and cry. It is so valid to be sad or mad or frustrated. So may you feel free to be yourself in all those ways. Okay, to come back down from my existential ponderings and wishes for you, I wanted to let you know that there's going to be a change in cadence because I'm really excited to be working on a new project with Allison Scott. It's a new podcast, and I feel that a lot of what I set out to do for this podcast has already been completed, although I don't want to put an end to this podcast because I know there will be things that will be hot on my heart that I'll want to share with you, and I value this community so much. So I'm not saying goodbye and I'm not going anywhere, but I am going to change the cadence of release dates and I won't be releasing episodes so regularly. So one thing that I would love for you to do is subscribe to this podcast. So that way, when there is an episode that gets released, you'll be sure to see it coming. And if you're just joining us, if you just happened upon this podcast somehow, or if someone has referred it to you, all of the episodes actually are quite evergreen in nature, and I feel like they still stand the test of time. So I invite you to look through all of the episodes. Gosh, I can't even believe we're at 144 already. But see what calls to you, and feel free to hit those up, because there are so many nuggets that my guests have shared and so many beautiful, transcendent, some vulnerable, some strong moments of life and the human spirit, the beauty of the human spirit. I have been so lucky and blessed to receive because of the guests that have shown up to generously give and share about their lives. And I also know that there are some of you who have been with us since the very beginning, and I do not know how to thank you. I have enjoyed your commentary and your reflections and your questions. And If that's you, gosh, feel free to go back and review some of these episodes. I find myself doing the same thing, actually, because there are so many little things amidst long-form audio. And another thing I want to offer is the Being Coached from Afar series, which started in episode 124 and continued through episode 140. But I felt that it was really important to do something like that before I slowed the cadence down, because I wanted to really offer to you some of the things that I find to be vital in my work with clients. And even though it's not the same as sitting face to face with each other, where I could actually hear what you are going through in detail, I did think that maybe it would be valuable if I could just offer some of the guidelines and some of the things that would be important when it comes to coaching or soul work. Another thing I would love to offer you is the idea of coaching one-on-one. And all of that information is on my website at laurisasse.com. And I work with clients on a weekly basis. I find that to be such a beautiful rhythm because it keeps the material warm, and it has been stunning to see the ways that lives have been opening up and the beautiful ways that people have been expressing themselves, both in art and in personhood. And if that interests you, please check out my website. I also have scholarship opportunities. So obviously I have to pay my bills too, so I have a going rate that is consistent with the coaching community, but I also have a heart for equity. And so please don't let money hold you back. If I don't have a scholarship position available at the time, I'll put you on the waiting list, and I would be so honored to work with you. Definitely subscribe to my newsletter. That way you can hear about the new podcast as well as different opportunities I have for coaching. One of the things that I've offered in the past was a 5-week coaching package raffled off for someone. And I may do that in the coming months because I'm a bit overdue for my yearly raffle. Mostly, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for who you are. Know that my belief in you is unending and your uniqueness is so special. For now, I'm going to put a pause on this podcast, but I'll definitely release episodes whenever things are calling to me. If you got anything out of this podcast over the last few years, I would love for you to just leave a review. That will help people who come in the future to know that there's actually still stuff in the chronicles that would be worth looking into. And mostly it's because I think that if we all actualize our uniqueness, that this world will be more beautiful and more creative and more loving and will be more healed. So for now, please feel free to get in touch. This is not goodbye. My website is laurisasse.com, LORISASE.com. I'm on Instagram at laurisasse. Even though I haven't been posting that much, I'm always reachable through my DMs, and I do post when things mean a lot to me, and sometimes I get in the habit of posting more frequently. I think the best way is to subscribe to my newsletter or reach out to me directly. Know how much I care about you. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will talk to you soon.